This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
It was Halloween last night.
Oh, it was too.
Did you have anyone knock on your door?
Look, I hid. I put all the blinds down. Yeah, and I just send the dogs to the door to bark at everybody when they come. But I went out trick-or-treating and I was annoyed.
Did you go out last night?
Well, I wanted an adult treat. Now, where was tacos and margaritas? Yeah. So, some bugger tried to give me a little mini M&M and I thought, oh, sweetheart, I've seen plenty of them before in my life, haven't I? Bite-sized fun bit.
I had some kids come. I completely forgot that it was last night. And I had some
kids.
So
what'd you offer them?
Well, I didn't have anything, but I had these little sort of Japanese sweets. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to have to give them those because I haven't got anything else. And I don't want a trick. What if they, I don't know, one of them I could hear saying, well, we'll wrap his thing in toilet paper. And I thought, oh, I can't bother getting rid of that. So I gave them these Japanese sweets and they spat them out. They went, oh, they're awful. They were green tea flavoured.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting. You know, they would have went home and went, ugh, never trick and treat with hipsters again. Yeah. You know, all you want is an M&M and what does it give you? Some trendy biodynamic green tea Japanese cough syrup. I don't know.
I think the parents liked it, so that was one thing. But I locked the gate then. I thought, right, that's it. No more. They're unappreciative things. But they were dressed up really well. One was a ghost. Okay. He had eyes cut out with a sheet on top.
As a parent, that's called cheating. That's when you couldn't be stuffed. You just pull a sheet out and cut holes in it.
And another one was a witch, which was really nice. But have you seen that thing
Were they taller than you?
No.
Oh, well, you see, when you were walking around Richmond last night, did they think, you know,
that I was dressed up.
Yeah. As with your hairy feet and your hairy back, they probably thought, what is this Middle Earth? You're coming as, well, they could have said, it's Munchkin. So what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about dicks, aren't we?
We are. We're talking about them because after a study in Journal of Sexual Medicine, it showed that the average American penis is 1 inch shorter than the minimum 6.69-inch length requirement for condom manufacturers.
What?
So, the minimum for a condom should be 6.69 inches, according to the US Food and Drug Administration. But they've now had to reverse that or reduce it by 1 inch.
But you keep saying that, like, the US Food and Drug Administration approved. So is that basically saying if your dick's smaller than, 6.9 inches, you're not allowed to have sex?
No.
Is that what you're getting at? Because you're saying the law says...
No. They've stipulated...
That's really mean. You can't pick on someone because they've got a little penis. I mean, they've got enough problems in life. I mean, they've got to go and flash that stuff at a urinal. The government says you're not allowed to have sex.
No, they've stipulated that this is the minimum size of a condom. Should be 6.69 inches.
Oh, the minimum.
But that's what they're saying. But they've got it wrong because the average size is 5.57 inches.
Okay. This is a lot of averaging happening. Could you show me how big with your fingers?
So,
can you tell me inches? I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
So what they've done is I didn't realise it, but the FDA is now in the US, has approved the sale of shorter condoms as a result.
Which is strange, considering their president's the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life. You'd think they'd be making the condoms bigger, enough to go over that orange little boom boom.
Did you ever watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I'm not a 13-year-old girl, so
well,
no.
I somehow I must have watched it when I was a kid or something, or I don't know, or flicked over because...
What do you mean when you were a kid?
No, because...
It was black and white TV in those days. You're with me, mate. We're watching Gilligan's Island going, oh, this is new. This is lovely. We like this. Yeah. McHale's Navy,
There was this cat. I remember like a cat that was...
Salem.
So, but it used to move and talk.
Well, it's the magic cat. It's magic.
It was cute, but it was like a stuffed toy that would move around. You could tell.
Well, you could tell it moved and it had like animatronics so it would sit there and its head would move.
Yeah,
like,
its head would
really stiff and go...
And the mouth would move.
Yeah. So it's like a satanic, you know?
Well, Netflix must have a new one of it.
Oh, like new Sabrina.
A new Sabrina.
Yeah, look, Netflix are trying very hard to rehash a lot of shit that was pretty good years ago. Yeah.
Well, they're in trouble because there's this group called the Satanic Temple that are upset with Netflix's take on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They're claiming the hit show's use of Baphomet, I assume that's how you say it, statue, is too similar to their own. And it's being used to spread satanic panic.
Okay, so what's a baphomet? we have to start at the beginning of the... A baphomet? Isn't that a hat that some ugly bitch wears in Paris? No.
Well, some of them might look like it, but it's this statue that's... I think it's got a bit of a goat head or something like that. And I think it goes back to France, and King Philip had some people arrested and tortured.
Ooh.
Because they were accused of worshipping this baphomet, whatever it is. But they were incorrectly accused, so it was not proven.
So people don't like... So the Tanic cult are trying to sue Netflix because they've stolen their little goat.
Yes, because this little goat thing has been somehow, through history, been associated with black
magic.
You're
praying to the devil. You've got more problems than someone stealing your goat.
Well, they're claiming... The guy's claiming that he spent more than a year and more than $100,000 on designing the temple's version of the Baphomet, which he says has been directly copied for use to portray a cannibalistic cult in Sabrina.
Okay, so $100,000 to eat somebody.
To eat?
This is a very confusing story. I knew someone was going to...
So Sabrina uses this thing. It's used to represent Satan in Sabrina the Witch or whatever this series is, right?
But have you watched it? I watched the first episode. It is so bubblegum blah.
Is it?
Yeah, so I can't understand why... I thought the satanic people were going to be pissed off that Sabrina's making them look like a bunch of wusses. Like, that's what I thought the story was. Instead, they're worried about a goat... And I thought they were more worried that Sabrina made them look like a bunch of tools. You know, that's what I'd be suing for.
Well, anyway, the show shows this replica of this Baphomet, and some have identified as having a strong likeness to the iconic monument that's already used by this guy's temple.
Isn't it funny?
So the guy's saying, we use this, and Sabrina's gone and stolen it.
Isn't it funny, when I was at your place, Fuzzy brought that thing out from under your bed and you called it a baphomet.
I wasn't quite sure what it was.
What was that?
I'm asking you, sweetheart. Come out from your bedroom.
The Melbourne Dragons are Melbourne's queer martial arts group, a community message supported by Joy 94.9.
I reckon we should go down to the Melbourne Dragons.
But took me a while. I'm thinking, oh, Dragons, this sounds like a lot of fun. And I could hear that Yank talking over the top. And I'm thinking, where the hell are we? We're at Joy. Then I found out it was for martial arts.
Martial arts.
What does that mean? Like karate?
I did this. I had this desire once. I thought, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to be able to protect myself. And I went and I did is it Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
I'm not sure, sweetie.
I went there and I did that.
And what'd you come out hairless?
What? No, I didn't.
I didn't
come out hairless. But
her name was Jitsu, and she comes with wax and goes, eh!
But I walked in, and this guy looked at me, and he said, you're a pretty well-built guy, aren't you? And I said, yeah, but I can't do this. I can't do this. So anyway, I think he thought I could, and he got me, and he flung me. I'm not joking. He picked me up. I flew up in the air and landed bang down. By the end of your back? It was on my back, actually, because I flipped up and it was on my back. I mean, I wasn't injured, but by the end of the session, I could hardly walk. Honestly, I felt like everything was just bruised and battered, but I'd love to go back.
Do you know what? I'm looking for a Friday date night that sounds a bit like that, too. Can I have some boys? I'd like to be flinked around and able to walk at the end of the session. Well, you're trying to turn me off, sport. Now I'm getting all excited.
I reckon we should go down.
I'm getting all hot and sweaty.
Let's go.
Play a song quickly.
Let's go down to the Dragons. Did you see that there was CCT footage released where a man in Brazil was so preoccupied with whatever was on his phone that he was completely unaware of his surroundings? And then you look at the footage and it shows a small Brazilian bar with the man in blue by the counter completely glued to his phone.
So why he got robbed around?
So he got robbed. So even as the man in a motorcycle helmet shows up with a gun and demands everyone to lay down on the floor, he hears nothing.
But that's true, because I had kids, and if you want to do something behind their back, just say you want to get lollies out of the secret hiding spot or things like that, what you do is you give them either a mobile phone or an iPad.
And they're just completely...
And they get so engrossed, then you can go to the secret hiding spot, you can get the lollies out, you can eat them, and you got to say no.
Is that why you keep passing me a mobile phone?
Well, if I wasn't looking at my mobile phone 24/7, I mean, me and my husband wouldn't have sex at all. I mean, anyway, I can get through it. Thank God for Facebook.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.